T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Wrestling at the Chase. Featuring the top names in the world of wrestling. And now, let's go to ringside and your announcer, Larry Madison.
Welcome to a special...
Oh, Ed Wheatley, does that bring back memories or what? Welcome to Total Information AM. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm glad to be back on your show, buddy. It does memories. I mean, those four words instantly bring a smile and kind of eyes go wide and people have stories. Just memories. It was a special time.
It really was, and it kind of got off to an interesting start because it was a chance meeting that kind of led to this whole legendary thing.
Yeah, back in 1958, Harold Koppler was putting together what would become KPLR-TV. It would debut in 1959, and Sam Muchnick, St. Louis was the wrestling capital of the world because of Muchnick. He was headquartered out of here, head of the NWA, and he was looking for something new, something exciting to get back into bring wrestling, which had dominated the airwaves, both radio and television in the 40s and 50s. It was starting to get all the competition with football and basketball and baseball. They were on an airplane coming back to St. Louis, and they started talking next to each other. And the next thing you know, they laid out this plan on a napkin on the airplane, and it then came to fruition through a series of letters that we have in the book that Luth has and everything. And that was been the next three decades.
You mentioned the book. It's called Wrestling at the Chase, and you will be at the Bridgeton Recreation Center on Fifi on Tuesday from 1 until 2 for a presentation and a book signing. And one of the things that made it so unique was that it was held in the Coruscant Room, which is the beautiful ballroom at the Chase Park Plaza. And the people, this is wrestling, folks, and people would show up in their minks and their tuxes. I mean, I've heard the wrestlers talk about how strange it was to walk out and be in this just high-class place.
I mean, it was the place. You know, the Chase had the moniker, the Chase is the place, and to be that was the hottest ticket in town, long waiting list. And you were right, this opulent arena. You know, they're used to dark, dank, big arenas, not what you're looking at with these gorgeous chandeliers, men and women dressed to the nines. And these women, it was to be sitting ringside. You'd get a little spritz of spit or sweat on you sometimes, but that was, kind of a battle scar because you wanted to be seen. And as Joe Garagiola said, they're all wrestling closet fans coming out, senators, doctors, lawyers, the big names of St. Louis wanted to be seen on TV.
And some of the great broadcasters got their start doing wrestling at the Chase.
Oh, absolutely. Joe Garagiola, it was actually those first year or two, was Joe Garagiola and wrestling at the Chase. His baseball career was over. He was in the Cardinals booth with Harry Carey and Jack Buck, and he, hometown boy, legend, came here, and he took it, the reins for the first 2 years before he went up to New York in the Today Show. And then, he brought in his brother to be the ring announcer, Mickey Garagiola, which, Mickey is just like the emblematic. He was there this whole time, and that's who everybody resonates with, is this great guy. And, Larry Madison took over the color commentary, but between Larry and Joe was George Abel, a longtime mainstay of St. Louis television. And, it was just this special time, Saturday night, Sunday morning. You only had probably one television set in the house, there's only four channels at night to watch on a Saturday evening. This was the best of the best, or, you know, many people, like on a day like today, I got to go to early church. My dad makes me go to early church so he can be back home to watch wrestling at the Chase, you know.
That's a story
everybody's
I'm
got
sure told
in
many
stories.
Homes. Yeah.
Many homes.
Many homes. Now, and you talk about the wrestlers, of course. We all had our favorites. King Kong Brody, Nature Boy, the Fabulous Moolah, Dick the Bruiser, Gorgeous George. I remember Rufus R. Jones. And the thing I always say about these guys, nowadays you watch wrestling and it's this big production. They got costumes and lighting and all that. These guys entertain us, let's face it, in their underwear.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, there's a big article I got in the book about ladies love wrestlers. Grandmas go for grapplers. You know, this big, it was a full length story in the Post-Dispatch I found. I mean, and, you know, a referee who was nameless in this article talked about, I've given up on women. They are the most bloodthirsty, heinous women. They're always screaming, rip his ear off, gouge his eye. You know, they wanted blood. And, you know, I took that article and I went back and I started watching the tapes. And man, what you really hear are these shrilled voices of women screaming, you know?
One of them might have been my grandmother. I don't know. I've been told that she was one of those who would sit at the stands at my dad's football games and scream and go to the wrestling at the Chase and be right there in the front row. So one of them might have been her.
Well, yeah. We there were a couple special women that Ruthie was her name. She was from Pontoon, Illinois, and she would be there every week when they went into the studio. And she just agitated the wrestler so much. She would be banging a rubber chicken on the side of the mat, or she brought a big pacifier and screamed, "You big baby!" And, you know, then people thought she was part of the act. No, she was just a fan.
Oh, my God. So those are some great stories. As you wrote this book, it's Wrestling at the Chase. Is there one story that maybe you didn't know about that really stands out to you?
Well, I mean, everybody's got a story. It doesn't end. But, you know, one of the things that I really dug in and I found out, you mentioned Gorgeous George earlier. You know, the stick of these wrestlers, Gorgeous George set this, you know, he'd come in with his big golden locks and he'd have his big robe and his parade of women to the music of pomp and circumstances, you know, and women were always grabbing him and pinching his butt. But he, in 1960, after Cassius Clay, who'd become Muhammad Ali, had won the Olympic gold heavyweight medal, he stopped in Las Vegas at a match at Gorgeous George, and he was mesmerized by the way Gorgeous George would be up there screaming, "I am the greatest, you know. If you can beat me, I'll crawl over and kiss your feet." All the little stuff. And Ali went into the locker room afterwards, and Gorgeous George says, "If you do this, you will be the greatest boxer ever." And, you know, Ali was so enamored with that shtick of Gorgeous George, he adopted it, and you know the whole story from there.
Wow, I had not heard that. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are the little tidbits that, you know, we try to put in. I mean, the book talks about the history of the Chase, the history of television in St. Louis, and, you know, and then Sam Muchnick's stable of wrestlers. I call it the three legs of the stool.
My dad told me that one time he asked Sam Muchnick if wrestling is real, and the answer was, we give the people what they want.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as you said, what you have today is not like it was when Muchnick was, you know, the promoter. It was gladiators. I mean, these guys were tremendous athletes. You know, many of them had played professional football, college football. He was told, like Joe Tanguero from St. Louis, had the big restaurant down on South Broad. He was a star football player. He says, "You come play for me and stay out of the NFL, you make a lot more money and you won't get hurt." Or you look at Dick the Bruiser. I have a picture in them from the early 50s when he played for the Green Bay Packers. Dick the Bruiser sitting in the middle of this picture in the book in big number 72 jersey. And everybody is dwarfed by Dick the Bruiser in this picture. And this is the Green Bay Packers of the 1950s. They were all, but it was, you know, Muchnick believed it should be these gladiators looking real. And I kind of put it in the paraphrase. It's like the citizens of the Emerald City in The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. Don't ask what's behind the curtain. Just believe. And that's what it was. As Bob Costas told me in some of the interviews, and there's a great story about that in the book. I'll let you buy the book and read Costas' story. But it was like people went. It was good versus evil. It was just pure fun. and people got into that. And that was a period of entertainment. You know, we didn't have all these other types of entertainment. And that's where, you know, even today, it may be a little more facetious in how it's presented today. But people, you know, still, I mean, I can't tell you how many times people say, you know, it was real then, it's not now.
Yeah.
And that's the way it is.
Well, so you can share some more great stories with Ed Wheatley. Again, it's Tuesday from 1 to 2 at the Bridgeton Recreation Center. Pick up the book. It's Wrestling at the Chase. Ed, thanks so much for joining me this morning. It's so much fun.
Thank you, buddy. Enjoy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.